So we will start from there, okay? Thinking of the some of the others, thinking of, about the some of the species, okay? We'll talk about that, okay? Now the thinking of the about some species is generally, as we talked last time about the 10 negative karmas, with the thinking of the 10 negative karma, what we have to do is that we will try our best to refrain from the committing the 10 negative karmas, any of the 10 negative karmas, okay? So that's why we can, one thing that here as we say that the refrain from the 10 negative karma, refraining from 10 negative karma and the try to abandon the any of the 10 negative karma, that's what we have to do. So that's why now you can see that here as you said in the as you said that the generally what the result as we talk about as the result of the negative karma, because all of these of the negative karma, which is the main reason that the why the people are born in the lower realms. The cause of the born to the lower realm is the committing the 10 negative karmas. When you have the born in the human realm, human as a human realm, what we have to do is that we have to refrain or abandon the 10 negative karmas. Later on now it talks about the now the ribbon qualities. Ribbon qualities is now the every of the negative action or every of the positive actions, the how the it functions. So it talks about how it functions. Now it talks about the positive karma and the negative karma and the how it's refined, way of the it's refined and the how it functions. So generally now here if you look at the first you to talk about the eight, you can see the refined qualities. Refined qualities. First, what we have to look is that, the, as I told the last time, every of the positive or negative action, it's just like a one of the action. So every of the action, it will bring the result. So every action have a one result. So that's why in the Buddhism, we will differentiate in the result in the three different categories of the results. So that's why you can see that the first we call the refined qualities. Refined qualities are refined the result. That is the one of the main result of the every of the actions, every of the karma. So generally, as you said, you can see the refined qualities. They will talk about the eight refined qualities. Eight refined qualities. So eight refined qualities is just like here you're talking about eight refined qualities from the refraining. When we abandon the 10 negative karma, so what kind of refined qualities we can achieve? They are talking about the, these are the refined qualities of what we can achieve. Yeah. What we can achieve by the abandon the 10 negative karma. So generally you can see that the eight refined qualities, it talks about that the long life. You can see the eight qualities like a long life. So this is the one having the lifespan. When we have to increase the lifespan, first thing is that we have to do something from the outside. That what we call is when we refrain from the killing. That is to bring the, when we refrain and when we abandon the killing, the result of the, that, what we can get, it will increase the, our lifespan. So this way, what we, if you same as when you look at the refined qualities, if you, when you look at the killing, the same of the, that what quality, what refined result, we call the refined result of the killing is the shortening the life. That is the one result. Because the killing is the one action. So when you're abandoning the killing, when you're refraining from the killing, that's also the one action. So killing is what we call the negative action. When you refrain or when you abandon the killing, it's also, we call it a one type of the action, positive action. With that positive action, you are, it will increase the, your lifespan. With that negative action like a killing, it will shorten the, our lifespan. That the shortening the lifespan, we call that is the result, refined result of the negative action. So, like, especially as I, as we talk as a long life, increase the lifespan, it's very much of the dependent on the so many things. Even not only it, the issues of the taking the care of the health issues, also they are the other also the reasons, also other also the cause that which can prolong the life. Yeah. So that's why. So other causes is something like that. Even when you some, if you look at the some issues, even you take a very good care of the level of the health issues, but the, sometimes even the your lifespan will be not that much the long, because there might be the, so much of the reasons. Now, one of the main reason is that we have to refrain from the, all the negative actions. Once we can refrain from, especially for the killings, the killings, that type of the. That type of the positive actions will can help a lot to increase the whole lifespan. So this is the one type of the repent qualities or the repent result of the abandoning the abandon of the negative karma. So generally, what we have to do is the all of the time, when we are doing is that we have to observe very strong, very ourselves, we have to look ourselves very strongly that the whatever the action we are doing, whether it is sometimes whether we are doing the some of the negative action or not, that we have to see ourselves. Also, the, when you look at back of the boy, your daytime, but the, whether when you see the some of the one you have committed some of the negative action, certainly, as I told before, you have to confess that, chanting the Vajas Kapa, the mantra or the whatever, that you have to confess that whatever the negative action what you have done. Yeah, so this is one thing. So you can see all this point, it's a very important point. So you can see at the later on that in the liberation palm, it talks about after the thinking about these things, the way of the modify the your behavior. So you will think you will get that point. I think it's on the page number 419. So that's why it's saying that sometimes the one we have to practice in Dharma. So most important thing is that, as I told before, practicing Dharma is through practice the Dharma you have to change yourself. You have to become a better human, as I told before. To that, what we have to do? What way we have to take? So that's why the first what we have to do is that we have to change from the behavior, physical behavior. That we have to change. Physical behavior and speech behavior. So physically, the what behavior, as I told you, they are the negative karma. As you said, in the 10 negative karmas, they are the three physical negative action, four speech negative action. You have to change that. You have to change that, and you have to try to reduce or abandon all these points. So that's why now we are talking about the, yeah, as you can see in the liberation palm, it talks about after the taking way to the modify the your behavior. So you will see that in the no, liberation palm, page 419. So that's why what we have to do is when you have to change your modify the, your behavior, first, as I told you before, so you have to understand the, first the, all the negative karmas, the repent, call every of the actions, the positives and the negative actions, repent quality, function of the refined qualities and the cost to achieve the refined qualities. So these three things you have to understand. So now it comes as we talk about the refined qualities. Now the function of the refined qualities. Function of the refined qualities means that every of the refined qualities. So whatever you got the good qualities or the, whatever the bad qualities, whatever you get of the result, whatever the good result or the bad result, whatever it gets, it's because of that you have to find out the cause. That every cause, positive results come from the positive action, negative results comes from the negative. That is the, one of the main point. What is talking about the function of the refined qualities. It created a lot of the difficulties. So I tried to do my best of the guiding, but later on I failed. But then I think too deeply on that issue that I'm just trying to find out the way I made the mistake. Which point I could not convince them properly. I look very deeply on this point. So that's why I think very deeply on this point. Generally, so this is the one kit really, it really it just made me think too much of myself, because that kid really, I tried my best to try to convince him to give the guide properly. I did it very strongly, but that's the one I failed. So once I, generally most of the students I can convince them to get into very right direction, I can give only that kid, so I was failed. So it made me think very deeply on the way what the was the wrongs from the my side. So I find it on myself the few things that when I give the advice like this kids, so I think that I have not repeated that advice again and again and again so many times. I just told you the few advice and guide, but sometimes it goes too deep in their mind. So I thought I have to give it again and again. That is the one point I feel I make the one mistake. Second point is that I could not spend more times with that kid. I just get the advice I left the kid. I think that is I made the second mistake. I should spend a little bit more time with that kid. That I found the second mistake myself. But not convince that the kid to guide them the very properly. So same thing is just like that. When you have to do now to change the yourself, whatever the advice in the it mentioned in the, these books. So advice is you have to rethink it again and again in your mind. Up till it goes very deep into your mind. So once you think just only once, it will not that much effect. So that's why you have to think again and again and again and all this. You have to give your mind that you have to feel that I should not do the negative action. I could not do that. I should not do that. That you have to tell yourself again and again in your mind. That is a very one important step. Second thing is that you have to spend a few of the times, whenever you get time, to spend a little bit more time in Dharma books. Read them more. So it will, again, it will help you to remind you whatever the good action what you have to do. Yeah, so that's why some of the like a Dharma course, which is a very effective course, some of the Dharma advices, effective words like that, that you have to read again and again in your mind and read it yourself again and remind you yourself. So, I will give you one example. So, one thing just like that, do you remember that the one time, I mean, maybe a few weeks back, for the 1 or 2 days, I feel a little bit of a disturbed in my mind. Few weeks back, disturbed with a little bit of the tense in my mind. Then, when I was feeling the disturbance in the mind, maybe quite a long, maybe 1 hour like that, I feel a little bit tense and the disturbance in my mind, maybe 1 hour like that. Then, after the feeling that the tense in the 1 hour, maybe half an hour, 1 hour like that, so then I start to think that the advice that I live strong and happily. I was just saying, you know, live strong and happily myself. So, live strong and happily, that's English word, I'm thinking in English. It didn't help me. 5 or 10 minutes, I'm thinking live strong and happily. It didn't help me. So then, certainly what I came is, I've just translated that book in the Tibetan, the live strong and happily. But certainly, it gave me a very different meaning. In the Tibetan one, we translate the live strong and happily. It means like a truth. You have to be the very courage, you have to be the brave. So then we have tasked it strong in a very different way in the Tibetan. So suddenly I thought that I should be the very brave and I should generate the courage. Then one thought came in my mind that actually I should be the very brave and courage because I've decided to achieve the Buddhahood. These also samsara sufferings and nothing for me. That way really helped me a lot. Yeah, so this is something like that's always the what you have to do is something that whatever when a negative action, whatever you are whenever you are what you are changing the behavior yourself, some of the like reports or the Dharma reports, that should be just you have to always think again and again in your mind. Whatever the Dharma advice is, that is the one main point to change yourself. So when I feel that the way I feel to convince that the change that the student, the small kid, I feel that I have not told that my points again and again to him. Just few points and it didn't go deep in his mind. That is the what I found the one mistake that from my side why I could not change that kid. Second mistake is I didn't put the spend much time on that kid. That I found the second mistake from the my side. So same thing like that when you are changing the yourself, first something the whatever it is, the Dharma advices, you have to think it again and again and again and again. Very strong. Then it will go deep in your mind. Sometimes all the Dharma advice goes only to the brain, not in the mind.
Excuse me.
Start from beginning, okay?
No.
So change yourself. Change yourself, whatever the Dharma advises, you have to think again and again very strongly. So, because as I told before, where I fail to change that kid is that the 2 points I find the mistake from the my side. First point is I have not given the advice that again and again, just only a few times. That's the one mistake what I found that I made from the my side. That's the one mistake that. So that's something like that. So some things that all this the Dharma advises, sometimes it goes in our brain, but sometimes it's not goes in our mind. So that's what to go in our mind, we have to think it again and again very strongly. So this is something like that, the small kid one. So really, it makes a, so we could not, I could not change him very right way. So later on, he become a very, break the so many of the monastery rules so many times. So I don't have any choice. Then only last option is to banish from the monastery. That's the last option what we have to do. So that's why I look at myself so many times that the way I'm feeling. So I found that this is the one very mistake from my side to make mistake. Really not giving the advice again and again. It's not trying to put that advice in deep in your mind and not spending the few times myself, my time with that kid monk.
Yeah.
The story is very interesting. Still, he was banished from monastery. Still, then the later on, I just went to his room. So again, I tried to convince him to study and everything, but still I'm trying it. Still he's not in the monastery, but he was out of the monastery, banished from monastery. Still I'm trying to convince him. But the distance is too far, so sometimes I could not reach quite often. But here the mind found the same thing that when you are trying to change the yourself, what you have to do, sometimes whatever the advice is, what the Dharma gives, so you have to think very deeply again and again to go into your mind. So this is the first point how to do it, your change. Good thing is, as I told you, you have to spend a little bit of time with the Dharma, like books and like this. So it will bring a lot of memories back, especially the memories of the Dharma's issues. So just something like that. So that's why the changing. So that's why the changing the self. As we are talking, as in the liberation part, it's like the way of the modify the your behavior. So it talks of the way of the modify the your behavior. This is the very important point. If you look from the very, not only from the Dharma point of view, if you look from the very other point of view, general point of view, that's a very important for changing the modifying the your behavior. That's a very important. So if you look in the right now, there are a lot of the guidance you are getting. So in this, lot of the guidance, but sometimes it really, the, especially for the parents, we need a proper guidance on how to deal with the children, so their children, how to they can guide them to change their kids' behavior into the better way. So there are a lot of the identities also very important. So especially, I met a lot of the parents. So yeah. What they're getting, what the parents, especially the parents with the teenage times, the parents, they are facing the very difficulty with the parents and the kids. Because I think they are the way of the thinkings. And there's so many reasons that why they are getting the difficulties with the dealings.
Yeah.
So that's why this subject, the way of the modify the your behavior. So this is the one very important, I mean, the point, what I feel, not only from the Dharma point of view, even if you look from the general point of view, that's a very important point.
Yeah.
So that's why when you can change your behavior, yourself, the better way, then I think it will be very easier to give the guidance for the children to change their behavior in the better way. Yeah, so that's why, so changing the behavior, yeah. So I have the one experience in the, especially in the kid prison, you know, the prison where they put the kid teenage kid, yeah. So there the one I found out, the one, like one, when giving the, just generally talking with the, this, just giving the advices for this of the kid, especially they are put in the kid detention center. So that's the, it's in the Taiwan. So it was contacted by the one judge, she's a judge, so she contacted to give the advice at the kid detention center. These are one kid, very young kid, I think, yeah. So he was just asking a few questions, yeah. So later on, because then the judge have told me that that kids, the charges is very heavy. I was very surprised. That was the kid was just with the, they just attack the few persons just for the fun, not any reasons, just for the fun. They attack and nearly they killed the person. I was completely shocked to hear that.
Well,
so one point, the country's, yeah. Because I got the every the charges information because the judge was the judge was contacting all this program that she had the every the charge list. So I was every detail they talked how he attacked, how he hit the person, but just no reasons. Nearly they killed that person. One point I was completely shocked to know that in this 21st century the modern education levels are very high. But the one thing they are missing is that they have not talked about the humans, real the human behavior, the morals, right morals. They have failed to give these advice. So that's why everything in the school system, modern education system, they were taught how to change the world, not talk about the changing the self. This is the one missing. So in that kid, really, if he got the any of the like the how to improve the self, how to have the good manners, morals, really, he will not do like these actions. Just for the sake of the fun, attacking the people. What I heard that he really nearly killed the person. So he's barely, what I'm talking, when I'm staying in the prison, when I was giving the advice, he's really barely 15 or 16 years old kid. I think few of like this kid, they just said that. Really, because that is the main reason is that they have not kept that advice to how to modify their own behavior. They have not got this advice. Only thing is they got in the school, they changed them, how to do the study. Only these things. So really, he had not known that how he attacked other people, how will they be suffer? They have the lack of the advices of the compassion, lack of the advices of the mercy. In there, when I'm visiting these kids, I'm in the detention prison, the judge was telling me what their charges against. Some that time I was really shocked at how can the human mind sometimes really go like this violent. Because mainly they didn't get any advices. They just got the only the modern education's the advice. Change the bring the others down more like this way, competitive way. So that's why they didn't got the right proper message of the compassion, proper message of the changing the yourself. Like this, the lack of that they so always then the result they came like this all the all the violent things. I think that was last time. What I really admire most in that Kirpit prison in Taiwan, what I admire most in their food, I told them that what these prisoners, Kirpit prison, eating the food is the really the luxurious food, what we ate at the New Year time. I told
that the prison, I told that the prison superintendent that really these kids are eating the food, daily food. They show me the what they are giving the food for the kids for daily food. So I told they are really eating the luxurious food. That's what we eat at our New Year time, Tibetan New Year. Yeah, so this is the one of the, yeah, so this is part. So these things are something, so really, so that's why the way of the modifying the yourself. So this is the one of the, also how to changing the self, the better human. That is the one of the very important. So I feel that since the kit label, so we have to start. So that's why, since the kit label, when we can start, we can, maybe we cannot change the whole the society, but we can make the society really the better. Yeah, this is the, so one thing that my experience of the, yeah, so this is one of those. So that's why the, now the, don't think about the changing the society. Now don't think of the changing the world. First try to think to change the yourself. Change your behavior. So that's why changing the your behavior. Okay, first that the first step, that's in that, okay? Yeah. Okay, so that's why the first, that's how what we have to do is now at the evening time, just look back at yourself and try to think that how many negative action you have done and what is the positive action you have done. Once you see the whatever the negative action you have done, when you see them, when you find something, just try to confess it. And just try to think that you will not do that again. Okay, so behavior, so that's what we have to do, okay? That's what we have to change, okay? So that's every point, okay? Now what you have to look at the yourself, okay? Evening time, look at yourself and find it of the yourself. We, what the mistakes you have committed, I mean, especially the negative actions, what you have committed, you have to check yourself, okay? Then like that, if you do the 1 week like that, it will bring the, which we do for 1 week, it will show the effects. Yeah, so that's okay. So once you can change, so that is the 1 point, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so then the, now you can see general teachings. Now in the, here they make the two parts now, isn't it, the way to the modify your behavior. So it makes in the two parts in this point, general teaching in the particular how to purify oneself with the four powers. So that's why it said that the, so it during the thing always, so you can see that during the your meditation, you should repeatedly think over and the discussion on the virtue and the sin. In between session, you should regularly, yeah, you can see that. Yeah. So you can see that it's talk about the, after this, even that this is not the teaching session. After the teaching session, it is good that if, among you groups, if you start the discussions, do the discussion about the Dharma and do the discussions of the how we can append the negative actions, the how, and like this, if you do the, some of the discussion regarding the Dharma, it's also good. So this is, discussion is something like that. It's called, maybe you can call the Dharma therapy. Okay? So something like that, when you have the discussions of like that, so what you can get is a lot of the idea from the both side. When you discuss, that will get your, express your idea. Then when you listen from the other idea, you will get the one more idea. So that is also good to use. After the session, if you can do the few minutes or ten, or like a discussion session, that's also about the what we topic, what I talk. So not a debate, okay? Debate and discussions have a big difference, okay? Debate, always you try to prove that what you are saying is alright. That is a very wrong way, okay? That is a very wrong, okay? Only the discussions, what you express the idea and then listen to the idea, that's a discussion, okay? Not a debate, okay? Okay, so that's why it's a, the discussions is something like that. When you are having the any points, like a Dharma points of the, as I told you before, when you feel that some points like a very difficult to abandon something, like an example, killing. When you feel very difficult to abandon the killing, then you can start to discuss with among the group that they just find a solution how we can overcome the killing. So each of the person might have a different idea to overcome the whole the negative action like a killing. So you can get the, so many different ideas. I met the one gentleman, so he told me he did the Dharma for 17 or 8 years. He told me the one thing, in this 17 or 18 years, he had not slightly changed. And he has scattered, has not changed. So like this, it really wasted time, okay? To not, you didn't get the right Dharma. It's not slightly changed, even the not he's changed his character. So this is, this Dharma practice, you are very wrong with that. So this is very wrong way. Wrong, you are getting right Dharma. Dharma is the main practice to changing yourself. That's why you got 2 points, no? General teaching and the how to purify the oneself in the 4 hours. So now you can see in the Liberation Pound, it talks about the Geshe Begwinchen used to count his the virtuous actions and his sins end of the day, black and white stones. No, you can stay there. And the general teaching, it says that the Geshe Begwinchen used to count up the his virtuous action and the his sins.
That is the one of the meditation, very famous meditation in Tibet, very famous. Before he was the robot, and then suddenly he changed his mind and he became the practitioner. So he's a very famous meditation in Tibet. I think it's maybe it's he came with around maybe 11th or 12th century like that. So yeah, so that's before he was a robot. Later on, he just lived all of the wrong actions, like the stealings, and then he became the very good practitioner. So because the very important point is that every of his practice, mainly he will concentrate the thinking about the get rid of the self-cherishing attitude. So he knows that every of the negative action, what we are doing, mainly it's the result of our self-cherishing attitude, self-ignited, too much thinking of the self. Then we do the motive and active and the wrong things. So mainly when you look at our negative action, mostly comes from the self-cherishing attitude. So there are the two ways. First, we have to learn how to change our behavior. Later on, the practices, then we know how to cut the self-cherishing attitude. How to we can generate the more idea of the thinking, the welfare of others. That is a very challenging practice. That it comes in the later part of the liberation path. First step, try to change our behavior. Try to change the paradigm. That is the first step, what we have to do. Yeah, so when you succeed to abandon or when you succeed to cut all the self-cherishing attitude, then you are very near to Buddhahood. Only way, first we try to reduce it. Because whenever you say good, bad, beauty, ugly, everything we are deciding by the yourself, according to you are deciding. According to you, it is good, then you say it is good. According to you, bad, then you are saying bad. You feel, according to what you feel the good is, and you feel that is a reality, it's only good. Sometimes we make a very wrong decision. Sometimes we fall into a very wrong decision because of the too much thinking of the self. If someone asks in the example, is the Mr. A or Miss B is a good person or not? In the reality, it's a good person or not. If you ask this question, now you will just think that according to you, if you see according to you, if you feel that the good, then you feel that you will say that he is in the reality the good person. Look, reality the good person or reality the bad person is deciding by your perception. That is the one of the wrong judgment. We always do it because we have very strong of the self-cherishing attitude. Too much thinking, very strongly for the self. That's why sometimes we take the decision, very wrong decision, still we feel that that is a right decision. That's why it's called the samsara. So that's why what is the perception? We are having a lot of the wrong thoughts. These wrong thoughts comes from the ignorance. Ignorance brings out a lot of the wrong thoughts, doubts. So that brings a lot of the difficulties in life. So Dharma is the whole thing that proposed the Dharma is to release all the wrong thoughts, to release all the ignorance. That is the Dharma's thing. Main purpose, one of the main purpose. That slowly we can everyone have that potential to become rich that people. Okay, thank you. Now we'll stop here, okay?